The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, I tell you what, let's go to Adam in London. There'll be Conservatives over there very nervous. I have no idea why the Prime Minister would refuse a TV election debate. Adam.
She said she wanted to address voters and not squabble with other politicians. She tried to rise above it, in other words, but boy, it's dragged her down. Six other party leaders have spent all day carping on about it, and the media's carping on about it, and she's got a bit of recovery work to do. She's not the only politician feeling the heat. Nigel Farage, former leader of the UK Independence Party, he is, of course, a chum of Donald Trump. He is apparently a, quote, person of interest in the FBI investigation into possible collusion between the Trump election campaign and Russia, although Mr. Farage called it hysterical and fake news. But if you really want a politician in trouble, or I should say in trouble, feeling the pressure, Donald Trump, him versus 195 countries on the climate change.
And I'm on his side.
Yeah, but he's risking a bit there, isn't he? Alienating the entire
I think it's a very good point. I'm glad you made that. But I think the issue is here, to what extent are the public ever on these things told the truth? Now, all Trump said, and he made that very valid point, about the extent to which temperatures would be reduced as a consequence of what's happening in this Paris conference and in this Paris agreement. And he simply said, you know, for 100 years, it'll virtually make no difference whatever to world temperatures. Why are we signing away American jobs? I'm here to represent Pittsburgh, not Paris. I mean, in all these things, we're told nothing, are we? I mean, this Paris Agreement was never debated in the House of Commons, never debated in the Federal Parliament, never debated in the American Congress. We don't even know what the bloody agreement's about.
Well, there is that, but I suppose the basic overall premise of lowering carbon emissions sounds like a good one, and you get the idea with Donald Trump and American jobs, but there again, he's protecting an enormous great gas-guzzling car industry, and that's what it comes down to, isn't it?
Well, I don't think he can solve all the problems of the world, but I'm simply saying he's saying that the Paris Agreement, if it were implemented, would go nowhere towards achieving virtually any reductions in global temperatures. And that's the thing about why we're bearing all the cost. Anyway, the debate will go on. These polls, though, are looking pretty odd for Theresa May. She's got, what, till next Saturday? Next Thursday?
Next Thursday, yes. So now less than a week, or in a week's time, the polls will just be closing. We might be about to find out. But, yeah, she's got a bit of ground to make up. It could well be a hung parliament. That's what increasingly some polls are looking
at. Okay. 0.2 degree was the figure he quoted. Reduction in global temperature by the year 2100. 0.2 degree. Anyway, that's it, Adam. You have a good weekend. See you on Monday.